Lads, the weekend is upon us, but I'm not allowed to go out and party just yet, so I've invited me friends over. Jen's friends. Just friends. Okay, this is part of the show where we go back over all the best calls, all the best texts of the week gone by, and I get two people in to talk about these topics. This week's lucky, lucky, lucky Jen's friends are comedians Fred Cook and Hannah Mamelis. Hello.
How are you? Good morning. Why
were you late, Fred? I had to play two songs in a row there. Why were you late? Tell us.
10 years ago, I wouldn't have this excuse, but now I've got a kid and one on the way. So, Hello, I'm the victim here.
Okay, fair enough. You win. Good to see us. Good to see us. You're on the Ivy Gardens tonight?
Tonight and tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is the weather going to hold out for you? Do you know?
I think
so.
Yeah, yeah. We've got these beautiful, cozy boutique tents anyway. So, I think it's going to be fine anyway. So snazzy.
This is what I'm on with tonight.
Kevin McAleer, Deirdre O'Kane and Neil Delamere and myself. That's an amazing lineup. All those guys sell out Fricker Street. By myself. It's amazing.
That is some lineup. Would you be nervous doing a gig like that?
I would, yeah. Yeah. I'm always nervous. I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing?
My life.
Yeah, what do I need validation from strangers? Do I really do it? But I love it.
Why have I made this choice? Yeah. I get that every time too.
Do you get nervous on stage?
Every time. I'm like, what? The beforehand, you're just like, why have I done this to myself again?
Yeah.
This is a nightmare. This is a living nightmare. And then you go out and it's grand.
And every gig's different. I did a gig once and it was a meal deal. Like the people were having a meal before my gig. But no one told me this. And no one told the audience this as well. So there was a guy at my gig and there was only 5 minutes left. The gig was going well and he just put his hand up and went, I just wanted a burger. What's going on here?
Shut up. Oh, well, that's not going to happen tonight. Okay. Let's talk about this. On Wednesday, we had loads of callers about embarrassing falls because we were laughing at my pal, friend of the show, Taryn, who fell on her arse outside the Barbie movie, right? And it just, as soon as she told me she fell on her arse, I kind of, it triggered me. And I thought about that really embarrassing fall I had. I remember walking into a glass wall with a new boyfriend at Pier Street train station and literally falling back on my arse, falling down a Park Street in Bristol with coffees in my hands. It was the noughties. I was wearing culottes, baggy trousers. And you never get over that embarrassing fall when people are looking at you. It's horrific. Fred, it says here you are a former lifeguard, but you had some trouble while you were training.
I did. I did a teamwork day in Carrick and Shannon to become a lifeguard, and it was all going great. And then in the dressing rooms later on, we're all high-fiving each other, it's doing great. And I fell back and hit my head in the dressing room and slipped. And typically everyone, the worst thing is people surround you. Are you okay?
That's
are you
thing.
Okay?
Yeah. Oh, and yeah.
It's horrible. You just leave me to die.
Yeah.
Honestly, leave me to die.
Just leave me to die.
I never liked my blood anyway. Thank you. No, it's just as well. It's going.
Did you whack your head? Did you whack your head?
I did. So I had a bit of a blackout as well. So
God, Fred.
Yeah.
It's too much.
That is too much.
But the whole day was going so well up to the very last day. That last minute, yeah.
Did you ever see those people ever again?
No. I actually didn't get the job either. Well, thank God, because I'm here with you guys now.
Exactly. Yeah. You were better off because you wouldn't want to see those people again.
No.
Oh, my God. What about you, Hannah? It says here you're not accident prone, but something happened to your friend when he was in the loo by himself.
Yeah, this could go so many ways, couldn't it? He was sitting in the loo on the phone, I think. And, you know, I don't know, lads, sometimes you do be sitting in there for a while, you know what I mean? Chatting
TikToks.
Away. Yeah, TikToks, watching stuff. Anyway, he was in there for too long. I think he just got distracted, was on, you know, Instagram, whatever, scrolling. And he went to stand up, but he'd gotten pins and needles in his legs. So when he stood up, he fell and broke his leg. Fully, like...
Can that happen?
Yeah. I think so. I guess if you haven't realised you've gotten the pins and needles, you know what I mean? If they take you by surprise, they're a serious affliction, you know?
I know that happens. I've that timed because Graham will know as a fellow IBS sufferer, sometimes we need to spend a lot of time on the toilet.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
But if you get to the, because I have a 15-minute cut off on my Instagram, if I'm on the toilet with my phone and the 15-minute comes up, I know I have 2 minutes to get off the toilet because then past that, I'm going to get pins and needles.
And you've so something... that happens, like, you will get pins and needles if you sit there too long.
Yeah.
That's
wild.
51552, have you ever got pins and needles while you're sitting on the jacks? And what was the outcome? I'd love to hear from you. Let's talk about chores, because earlier in the week we had lots of callers whining about all the work their parents made them do around the house. Fred, why were you not allowed to do any housework?
I still don't know why. I still don't know. Put that brush away.
Put those dishes down.
What are you doing with that brush, Fred? Get out here.
It's not your place. It's not your place. My wife, like, you know, JD, my wife, she's like saying, like, I've only learned, like, and I'm, you know, she's kind of said, I've only learned how to clean now. Like, the only thing I had to do for my parents in the house, like, honestly, I remember one time I had a brush, I disinfected it in my hand, and I said, Mom, what do you want me to do? You're stressed. And she just went, give me 10 minutes to myself. Grand. That's all she wanted, was
leave
time to herself. So I just stood in the room quietly next door.
Just holding them, still holding them.
So has the missus, has Julie, has she taught you how to clean properly?
Completely, yeah.
Wow.
Notes on the fridge.
It's a good woman.
Things to do. Yeah.
I do find, I don't have to clean for my parents anymore, but I do find my entire 30s and now 40s is just helping them out with tech.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get that?
Yeah. And my dad as well, I'd be cautious as well. He's still like, I had to explain to my dad what fake news was. Do you know, and that was like 15 years
ago. They'll get you.
He's telling me someone such and such died. It's like, no, I haven't, Dad. People do this crazy stuff online. You know what I mean? Like, so.
Yeah, flat out. No, they're just notifications, Myra. It's fine. We can get rid of them easily. And
just swipe away. Just
I know.
Swipe away.
That's my life now. Hannah, what about yourself? Were you trusted to do a bit of cleaning when you were young?
It was a bit a bit of the same as Fred. But like, there isn't much to do. They just need you to do something to like give you a sense of responsibility, don't they? Like, there isn't actually anything to do, or there wasn't in our house really, because it was just me. So I wasn't, you know, making that much of a mess. I hope I wasn't anyway. Like, and my dad was always kind of the one, the kitchen was his domain. He was a total control freak about it.
Lovely.
So you couldn't do anything in there. And then it was just like, I don't know, go sweep. They'd send me up the bog. Like, there was, you know, a couple of acres of bog behind the house, and they go up there and sweep the bog
I don't think they were getting you to clean, or I don't think they were teaching you responsibility. They're
getting rid of you.
Keeping you busy.
Yeah.
It's when I went,
because it was so unbelievably boring in the 80s and 90s, wasn't it?
It's when I went to my mate's house and they cleaned up. And they got, and I didn't know that existed. Like, you know, and I had a meal with my mate's house, Riley. She's a counsellor now in Kells. And after the end of my meal was finished, she goes, what do you want to do? The washing or the drying? And I was like, my clothes are fine. No concept.
Wow.
What? You clean up.
Oh, God.
Or they hand you something to polish. But, like, when has anything ever needed to be polished?
Nothing. You're right.
When have you ever needed to polish a thing?
Never.
You know?
Never. You're so right. Come on. You are so right. Okay, let's talk about guilty pleasures, because on Monday we talked about guilty pleasures and something came in on the text machine that I never thought existed, right? A lot of people around the country are slurping down cabbage water when no one's looking. A little guilty pleasure, cabbage water. Because I said my little guilty pleasure when nobody's in the house, I like to drink the beetroot juice out of the jar because it's so vinegary.
Yeah.
Stop looking at me like that.
I'm sorry, you can't.
Then people were texting in going, cabbage water, Jen. Get onto it.
But from
it's
where?
Amazing.
Like, just
from the cabbage water. So you boil your cabbage, you drain out the water from the cabbage, you stick
Who's
it in.
Who's boiling cabbage anymore? You know what I mean?
People
on a rainy day.
Edna from the Midlands, she's not very happy with that.
Give me
look at that
look. The glass.
Fred, what is your guilty pleasure? Has it ever got out of hand? Tell me.
It has got out of hand. Well, it started when I was probably in primary school on a winter's morning. And like, you know, Dad would wake me up at 8 o'clock for school at 9. And I'd say to my dad, and he did this to his own dad, funny enough, but I'd say to my dad the night beforehand, Dad, will you wake me up around 4 a.m. because I want to have a lion. He'd come into my room at 4 o'clock in the morning, get up from school. Oh, no, no, don't worry, even another 5 hours are grand. Fantastic.
That
we'll
is,
back
that's
to bed.
Great feeling.
That is good.
Little treat. I love it.
That's so good.
Now that I'm a dad, like, I've no choice but to get up. Do you know what I mean? I have a responsibility outside of myself. And but, you know, you need to, I guess this whole thing about, so this is my guilty pleasure, lions, you know, and I guess the neat thing is, if you need to get up earlier, you don't need to be too hard on yourself either. Like, someone told me, if you want to get up early, just get up 5 minutes earlier the day after, and the day after that, get up 5 minutes earlier. So I was getting out of bed at 11 p.m.
Right? To start the day.
Yeah. But then Monday was 5 to 11, and Tuesday was 10 to 11. So I was getting good at it, right? But the problem was, I didn't know when to stop.
Yeah.
I didn't know when to stop. So 6 months later, I was getting out of bed at 8:30 in the day.
I read a whole book. You know, one of these self-help books. And it was like, because I was like, I don't have any time to do anything. And, you know, I want to do this and I want to do that. I've no time. I read this whole book on how to get more time back in my life. And the whole book was just basically chapter after chapter said, get up earlier.
Yeah.
That was it. Full That's stop. Get thing. Up earlier. Just get up earlier.
Ah, but it's terrible.
Ah, it is. It's not great.
It's good. It's no fun.
What about Mark Wahlberg? Is it Mark Wahlberg who gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning to do a gym session?
Yeah, and then he does loads of praying. He does a gym session and then some praying.
He lost me at the praying.
And then a bit more gym.
I don't have time. I went for a spinning. I have a spinning bike in the shed out the back. And every morning I can hear it at 7:30. Hello, Fred. Come on. We talked about this. But I did do it once. You know what I mean? Like I did do it maybe a month ago. And even after that, I said, I'm going to take the 10 minutes meditation own headspace to completely balance out myself mentally and physically and it was 3 minutes into the headspace. Teddy does not be changed out, forget about it.
I can't believe you bought the most miserable thing to do in exercise.
Like
if you're not if you're not into exercise, don't get on a spin bike.
No,
that is the worst thing. It is torture. It's not fun. No. It's boring.
And you're when you're doing it on your own, it's
in
horrific.
In your garage, Fred.
Oh,
staring
at a wooden
plated wall. Hannah, what would you do if you had the place yourself? Keep it clean.
I think have a good cry.
Okay.
No, I love it. I genuinely like. I get such pleasure out of having a good cry. Love it.
Do you?
Yeah, I think it started like, you know, when you're particularly, I think when you're a teenage girl, you cry a lot. You cry at everything. Drop of the hat, you're crying at something. And I remember I used to love the Lord of the Rings movies when I was younger. Mm-hmm. Love them. I remember I had to go to the Gaeltacht, you know, for the 2 weeks and I couldn't watch them every day. So I printed out pictures of all of the cast on a piece of paper and I'd sleep with them under my pillow and I'd take them out and I'd look at them and I'd have a cry.
Wow.
I'd have a little cry.
So, okay. So that was your trigger. That got you to cry.
That got me going. Yeah, just thinking about them.
Gets you going now? What
it'd definitely be something I'd watch. Like definitely I'd put something on specifically that I go, that's going to make me cry.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what's going to make you cry.
Go on, give me something.
We had the director on the show this week.
Oh.
The Deepest Breath.
Oh, really?
On Netflix.
Okay.
It's about free divers. And there's an Irish guy in it, an Italian woman, and she's a free diver. Watch that, you'll be in bits.
Oh, great. I'm going to go home and cry one out straight away now.
You're going to love that. Let's talk about weird crushes, because Wednesday we got kind of a little bit weird when we talked about quirky crushes. I like little funny Jewish men, Billy Crystal, Richard Dreyfuss.
Paul.
You know, from T'Pol from, what's he from? Fiddler on the Roof, of course. Sorry, just had a brain fart there. That's what I do when I have a brain fart. I just look at my producer and she's like, Fiddler on the Roof, you pick! Hannah, do you remember any odd attachments you formed to people from the telly or the stage or anywhere?
Oh, yeah. And it was something I had forgotten about. And again, you know, reliving those teenage years, I found an old diary recently. And like, you shouldn't be opening those anyway. You know what I mean? That's just, you know, when they bury nuclear waste and they have to put the signs up and the signs are all like, this is not a place of honor. This is no good deed is done here. That's like opening a diary, you know? Anyway, I opened it up and it was like a list of, you know, hot guys from, you know, celebrities or whatever. They were all like pretty classic. It was like Orlando Bloom, Ryan from the OC. And then at number 4, there was DCI John Bolton from The Bill.
Wow.
Yeah. Who, like, this would have been me when I was about 10 or 11.
I'm going to look him up.
Yeah, do. 10 or 11. He was like, I'd say in his 40s. Balding, ginger.
What's his name again?
DCI John Bolton.
Okay.
And I was obsessed. And spoiler alert now for anyone doing their Bill rewatch.
Holy moly.
Yeah. You feeling it?
Was
you feeling
the vibes?
No. A 10-year-old.
Like, is this guy?
That's him, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like your dad's mate's uncle.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
The Bill had a great theme tune, though, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
Dum-dum. Or was that the Crystal Maze?
I don't know.
But the opening sequence.
Dun, 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 dun,
and then the flashing lights.
Graham's going to find it. Don't worry. He loves finding
lash
the clips
that on
a Friday.
Lash that on.
He loves an
clip war on a Friday. Flashbacks to.
Wasn't it just their shoes?
Yeah.
In the opening sequence.
Oh, yeah.
In the
going up downstairs and stuff.
Yeah. And going. They're on the beach. They're on the beach. Okay. So that is a pretty weird one.
Yeah. He died in The Bill. Again, spoiler alert. And I cried for a week. I cried myself to sleep
what
for a week.
What year was that, Hannah?
And really loved it, obviously, because it was a good cry. What year was that? Yeah. Oh, God.
95, I would say. Okay, so celebrity, weird celebrity crushes.
Well, my first one was Janice from The Muppets. She played Electra. She was so beautiful. Mm. Like, her whole structure as a puppet was so beautiful. And, like, I loved her because she was surrounded by chaos and she still kept her cool in Bad Electric Mayhem. Yeah. And then as I got a bit older, it was Mary Kennedy from Nationwide.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
She has some set of pins on her.
Absolutely, yeah. She's gorgeous. And my dad and I went to see Dermot Kennedy in Radio City in New York. Mm. We happened to be in New York.
Wow.
And there's all these Americans going, oh my God, he's so beautiful, Dermot. And I was like, you should check out his aunties.
Look at her gams.
She's unbelievable.
Fred, were you on the dancing that Mary was on? Or was
no.
she on the year after you?
That was 2 years before that.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh
no,
God.
It was the year before it.
What could have been?
Yeah.
What could have been?
Well, I was there the night she got kicked out.
Oh, you were
did
probably
you
delighted.
Her?
I did, yeah.
She gave her a good big hug. She has some set of legs on her, isn't
yeah.
she? Sorry, I know this is a bit creepy thing to say, but she absolutely has amazing pair of legs. Okay, so that is weird crushes. Yeah, they are pretty weird. So if you had to choose between Mary and a Muppet, well, who would you choose?
Mary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, here we go. I think we have it. I think.
Yes.
Do we have the bill? Oh, lads, does this get you going now?
Gonna be slipping off, man. Yes. Yes.
They don't make them like they used to. Amazing. Listen, on Tuesday, we asked listeners about the best part of being single. Actually, we were just talking about being single with an expert from a matchmaking site earlier on. Honesty is the best policy, apparently. Fred, what's the most extreme example you can remember of someone who missed being single?
Who missed being single?
Who missed being single?
Oh, this is kind of gas, and it's true. It's a nice story at the end of it, but I have a friend of mine who went to prison in China for 5 years.
What a start.
No, listen. It's fine. He just got into a bit of trouble. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it's got obviously with China and the ramifications there. So he was in, and he said that I was talking to him about it, and he said it was so strict in there that no one messed around. Like, you know, you kind of became muted and you just existed every day. Then he got home to Ireland, thank God, and he met up with his ex and they got engaged. And then the engagement broke off. I met him one night in a pub and he was telling me about how all the fighting is going on. And he looked at me in the eyes and he started crying and he goes, sometimes I wish I was back in China.
it's not good innings, is it? It's not good innings.
Yeah.
Hannah, what about yourself? I mean, it's not easy for straight girls, you know, without beating around the bush. Let's talk about your grooming game. Was it more lax when you were...
Literally beating around the bush. I mean, you know... it's just... It's something obviously.
Why do it if you don't have to?
That's very true. You know what I mean? That is true. And that happens like midway into a relationship too, doesn't it? You just kind of stop all that stuff. But in the beginning, you know, you're trying to keep up this facade of like, no, I'm have no hair at all.
Anywhere.
I'm a tiny little baby woman. And, you know, whereas, you know, in reality, it's like there's so much hair, it could just be a comb over on my whole body. You know what I mean? Like, it's just fully, I could blink and I'd grow 2 inches of hair across my whole body, you know?
So that is the nice thing about being single. You can, or a long distance relationship, I find that works out really well with, you know, I was in a long distance relationship with Leo and I didn't have to do any of that during the week.
Nope.
Just saw him on the weekends. It was amazing.
Absence makes your heart grow fonder.
Yeah, best of both worlds there.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Okay, let's talk about airport approach, because texters had divided opinion at the start of the week about flight delays and the right time to get to the airport. Right, the right time. Fred, have you ever had a long delay at an airport or the longest
Dublin
time?
Dublin Airport, absolutely. A gigabit in the UK, so Heathrow and Luton, absolutely. But far and four, Kerry Airport's great. Do you know what I mean? Like, honestly, they're so patient with me. Like, you see the pilot looking out the window going, come on, we've been waiting 20 minutes, get on. You know? It's like, it's so relaxed. They're lovely there. Like,
it's
you know?
So relaxed. Yeah. We got a story when we were talking about airports about a woman in Knock, and the pilot just waited for the daughter who hit a bit of traffic, and they're like, oh, we're just going to wait for
her. No bother.
That, you wouldn't get that in Dublin.
No.
You wouldn't get that in Dublin. Hannah, what happened you before you even left the country? Something happened to you.
Yeah, do you remember before Christmas we got a bit of frost and the whole country had a bit of a breakdown?
Yeah.
And particularly the airports. The airport went into a meltdown mode. I was just supposed to be going over to London for like a, you know, quick trip before Christmas, see the markets, etc. Didn't make it. Didn't leave the airport for, I think it was about 18 hours.
Wow. Did you get any money back? You know, you get money back for that.
No, because they were like mitigating circumstances, weather, etc. But the whole airport like broke down. You know what I mean? It was like Lord of the Flies in there where basically everyone was locked.
Yeah.
And all the staff hid because you can't be dealing with that. You know, they fully hid. So people kept coming up to the little mics on the desks and just making their own announcements. So you'd have lads going up being like, here, you're one of the red jumper. Will you go out with me? Like, just then the rest of us just trying to cover on, you know, lie on the ground on your jacket in the space.
You're trying to have a bit of crack at the airport.
I know, you have to. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the only thing
to.
You can do is get locked in that situation.
Yeah, or drink responsibly. Okay, lads, thank you so much for being my friends this week. Fred, obviously you're in the Ivy Gardens tonight and tomorrow.
And tomorrow as well, yeah. Tonight and tomorrow, can't wait. I'm also doing three nights in Kerry. I'm doing a three night stand the 25th, 26th, 27th of next month on eventbrite.ie.
Amazing. Hannah, what's happening with you?
I have an old Dublin Fringe show. It's like a character sketch comedy show. It's just me. It's called Stars and it's on from the 20th to the 23rd of September. And you can get tickets on fringefest.com.
That was much better.
Thanks so much. I've learned. See,
very
I'm
bad
learning.
At sound herself. That was much better.
Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.